Ever more citizens are coming up with creative ways on how they can tackle climate change themselves. This summer, our two DW reporters, Ruth Krause and Anna-Sophie Brentnen, set out to meet such climate heroes on a very exciting 10-day low-carbon road trip across Europe. And one person they met is Belgian activist Ignace Schops. He believes the people should be taking climate action before it's too late. In the Netherlands, citizens successfully sued the Dutch government to cut its greenhouse gas emissions more than it intended. The landmark court case inspired Schops and his creative partners to try the same in Belgium. But what's their plan? Low-carbon road tripper Anna-Sophie Brentnen caught up with Schops in Brussels to find out. She started off by asking him what led up to the court case.
If you're a little bit familiar with the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, you see that in Cancun, the last, let's say, summit, where a big agreement was made by 195 countries across the world, saying and stating that we can't go over the threshold of 2 degrees Celsius. So every country was signing that promise. So if you promise that, you have to make it happen. And what we saw was that we have one thing that was the agreement of all the politicians stating that, but not doing that. And then came, what can we do to force them to make the right decisions? And luckily, we had the Dutch case where the lawyer did a lot of research. And he saw that when you compare big changes in the world, like smoking, like asbestos, which were both very, very severe cases in the world, the big changes started there when a court case came in. And that's why we started to say, let's do a court case as well in Belgium, but we do a court case out of love for the planet. Not to chase a minister. We want to have sustainable change. We want to have a systemic change, but we do it out of love for our planet.
And how exactly are you doing this? So you're suing the government, and what exactly are you suing them for? And what are your claims? What are your demands?
So we are suing indeed the governments. We have to sue for in Belgium because of the difficult federal system that we have. But what we basically say is that if we want to reach the level of staying under the 2 degrees Celsius level, we have to cut carbon dioxide by 40% by 2020 and even 87% by 2050. So if the government, and they signed it, say we want to stay below the 2 degrees, then you have to cut your greenhouse gases, your carbon dioxide. And that is exactly what we ask. And we see in Europe that several countries are doing more that are on the, let's say, on the brink to make some changes, like Germany, for instance, who is, leading in Europe. Also, Sweden is leading. Because what they are doing is they're cutting their greenhouse gases on 40, 50% by 2020, 2030. And we know that we also have financial vehicles to solve the problem. So we see, for instance, the subsidies and the hidden subsidies that governments give on the oil sector. It's now calculated by the International Monetary Fund. It's $5,300 billion each year. So if we just skip that and we use that money to invest in, let's say, a carbon neutral society, well, we can do it in 10 years from now.
And why do we have to? Like, what's going to happen if we don't do something now?
Oh, yeah, that's the big thing, of course. What we see is that if we once go over that threshold of 2 degrees Celsius, but also even now it's happening, so many people will die out of climate change. I don't know if you know, but we have at the moment more than 2 million people every year who have diseases, who die out of climate change, particulate matter, all these related issues. People are dying. The difficulty is that you don't die immediately. The other thing is, so many species are extincting at the moment, even 1,000 times faster than ever before. It is calculated by WWF that every 13 minutes a species is getting extinct on Earth. And if you think about it, this is about ourselves. This is not about the species as getting extinct. It's about ourselves, because you have to know that even nowadays, 70% of all the medicines are coming out of nature, are coming out of biodiversity. So every time, every 13 minutes, let's say, a new medicine is getting extinct. Look what happened last year in the UK. The flooding's over there.
Do you think people by now understand and accept that that was because of climate change?
Well, I don't think so, because it's not mainstream. Because also politicians don't want to make that relation, that connection. It's now 30 degrees outside. It was last week almost 40 degrees. And the politicians still don't say, maybe this is climate change. And that's the difficulty, because we tend to do like we do. But you know, there's a big sentence, if you do what you've always done, you get what you always got. So if we don't change, you know, the situation is accelerating and it will go down. You don't have a future anymore. It's a very sad story. And we see it all every day again. We have the proof. We have the IPCC with the scientific proof. We have the solutions. Now we have to take the decisions. And hopefully Paris will be the turning point, the key point to make that happen.
You just mentioned Paris and you sounded kind of positive. You sounded like you think that actually things are going to change. What are your expectations when it comes to the climate conference?
Well, let's say I'm an optimist. I think the stars are better than in Copenhagen. And hopefully it works. We have to make the change. Not saying, well, the politicians over there and the CEOs over there and the environmentalists over there have to do it and I can do my own lazy life, luxury life. No, we have to do it ourselves. And so I think if we do it together, it's easy. It's not that big task if everybody decides to go along. And the only thing we need is some, let's say, leading figures in the world who say, okay, let's do it now.
And what do you think is going to happen with your own court case against the Belgium government? Do you think it's going to work? Do you think it's actually going to be successful and change something?
Well, it is successful at the moment, because what came out of our Belgian case was that because we had people who are very much known by the public, if they say something, of course, the press is picking this up every time again. So we are winning because the awareness is increasing due to the people, the figures who are behind this.
Can you tell me a little bit about these figures?
Well, we have filmmakers, we have rock stars, we have artists, we have entrepreneurs, we have people from let's say, all sectors in Flanders, but well-known people, the people who are on television screens, and you know, and this helps the case. And it's not because they are public figures, it's because they are concerned, like me.
And so how long is it going to take until we know whether the case worked out or not?
Yeah, in Belgium, at least we have to wait 1 year. We have to work hard, of course, because it costs a lot of money as well to start a court case out of love of the planet. But yeah, we are confident, because I think we have also the momentum, because everybody is dealing with maybe the biggest problem in humanity ever. So then we are confident that we will successful in the end, yeah. The good thing is that now we have a judge in the Netherlands who has decided. So every next case, wherever it will be in the world, will refer to the Dutch case. And this is really, I think, so strong. What we see is now that I think there were some 10 youngsters in Washington, D.C. who also sued the government who won. We know now that also Sweden, Norway, Canada is preparing and thinking about also to start a legal suit out of love for the planet. And I think what is so good to see is that now from the bottom of the society, we start to say we want to stay alive, we want to give birth, we want to give life for ourselves, but also for the next generations.